There have been wrenching scenes in Washington as the father of a young boy killed at the Sandy Hook school urged Congress to ban the kind of weapon used in the massacre. Neil Heslin wept as he told a Senate committee he'd been a champion skeet shooter himself, but there was no need for ordinary Americans to own semi-automatic assault weapons. North America correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
They chose one of the largest hearing rooms on Capitol Hill, and still every seat was taken.
And Jesse was the love of my life. He was the only family I had left. It's hard for me to be here today talking about my deceased son.
Neil Heslin's son Jesse was one of 20 children killed on December the 14th. He delivered his testimony clinging to a large framed photo of his son, reducing many in the room to tears.
Jesse's fatal shot was in his forehead. Jesse didn't run. Jesse didn't turn his back.
Bill Begg was an emergency doctor who tried to save some of the children.
People say that the overall number of assault weapon deaths is relatively small, but you know what? Please don't tell that to the people of Tucson or Aurora or Columbine or Virginia Tech, and don't tell that to the people of Newtown. This is a tipping point. This is a tipping point, and this is a public health issue.
Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein has made it her mission to see tighter gun controls brought in. She's introduced a bill that would ban 157 different types of military-style assault weapons, pistols, rifles, and shotguns. They watched in silence as a video showed what could be done with a semi-automatic AR-15 to make it fire faster. The hearing was at times heated. Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn, a supporter of tighter gun control, clashed with Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, a proud owner of an AR-15.
I want to stop 76,000 people from buying guns illegally. That's what a background check does. If you think we're going to do paperwork prosecutions, you're wrong.
How many?
All right.
How many cases?
But other witnesses argued the bill is unconstitutional and would be the biggest restriction of gun ownership in America in decades. Democrat Dick Durbin took on one of his former colleagues, Sandy Adams, a Republican who lost her seat.
This is not feel-good legislation. I'm sorry you used that phrase in your statement testimony. I don't feel good about being here today. Mr. Heslin doesn't feel good about being here today. We are trying to make this country safe, and we're giving our best efforts to do.
So when you take away the guns that people have to protect themselves, law-abiding citizens are left unarmed.
I'm sure you'll now support universal background check to keep the guns out of the hands of criminals, won't you?
No, sir, because that's a flawed system also.
Even Democrats acknowledge the assault weapons ban has almost no chance of getting through Congress, but they want to give people like Neil Heslin a chance to speak. And they're splitting the bills on arms trafficking and background checks, hoping some kind of tighter control will succeed. The powerful lobby group, the National Rifle Association, though, is launching an all-out attack to stop that happening. While the hearing was underway, it sent out what some regarded as a taunting tweet that in the first hour of debate on Capitol Hill today, another 150 AR-15s had been sold. This is Lisa Miller in Washington for AM.